the business etiquette thing that I was telling you about that my friend encouraged me to get into in 97, because, you know, there's not many people out there that does business etiquette for corporations. And, you know, I really have a swinging little career there for business etiquette for a while. I taught the Texas Rangers baseball team rookies etiquette and dieting. And it had a big program where we'd have a dinner at night, and they'd show some of the skills I had taught them. And I did that for about, in the early 200s, for about maybe 4 years. Had to follow Noah Ryan one time. I was like, oh, man, he's not a good person to follow. a superstar. But you know, my business etiquette really took off. I worked with Bell Helicopter executives. I worked with doctor's offices. I worked with Marriott Hotels. I worked with, there's so many different seminarians, you know, Dicean seminarians. I worked with so many different kinds of people. I can't even tell you. And business etiquette, because they were a part of this new generation coming up, the McDonald's generation, that didn't know dying, that didn't know a good handshake, that didn't know eye contact. Now, of course, my whole business etiquette thing I'll have to change now out of COVID. There was one of my main things I taught, you know, how to give a good handshake. So, again, one thing in my career led to the other, and I found with the recessions and various things that sometimes when you'd think when one business would be doing really well, and then it would kind of go down and not do well, then here would another business pick up. So that really sustained me over all the years of having varied things I did, because one would do better at other times, and it would keep me open, keep my doors open.